I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might be listening in Kamloops at CFBX, in Nova Scotia at Axe Radio Canada, or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, and wherever you're listening from. Happy Halloweeny, Jelly Beanie. That is happening on Thursday. Super excited. Halloween is my favorite holiday, although I haven't been doing too much. I went to a party on Saturday night, and we ended up playing poker, and I won, so that was fun. Anyway, so today we are going to be speaking with Julie Surratt, and she is a dance prana teacher. She has the her website is danceprana.com, and you can also find her at juliesurratt.com, and we're going to find out just what that is. Hi, welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi, Marie. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay! So how did we get connected? You know Summer McStravick. Is that how you found me?
You know, I heard you on her mom's show, Venus and Rex, and I love them both so much. So I knew that, you know, if you were connected to them, that you must be super awesome too.
Aw, that's cool. Oh, so that was the episode where I was asking her for Venus for advice on my ex-boyfriend who's now married and pregnant with someone else's.
Oh.
Well, he's not pregnant.
Yes,
she
that
is.
Was the one.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's her problem now, so that's good. Anyway. I remember that episode, and then you messaged me in the chat room, right?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Good to know how we got connected there. And so tell me, how did you get involved in this industry, and what is Dance Prana?
Oh, gosh. It's such a funny story. So I've actually been dancing and moving my entire life, you know, pretty much since I could stand on 2 feet, and probably even before that on some level. And so it's always been a passion. And like so many people in the modern world, passions are sort of like a hobby sort of side thing that we focus on. And I was actually an academic for most of my career. And I was pursuing my academic ambitions, which was getting my master's degree in marine mammal biology, which was a dream of mine as well.
Wow.
And it was crazy because, you know how sometimes when the universe is like trying to guide you towards a path and things just sort of keep falling into your life over and over and over, and it's like, are you listening? Hello? And over the course of my life, I just kept getting opportunities to help people, you know, in terms of teaching or coaching, on the physical plane, you know, and here I am in this sort of heady career, and I found so much solace and comfort and peace in the physical plane in terms of my yoga practice, in terms of my dancing. And I actually was longing for a practice. I was seeking a practice which would combine my love of yoga with my love of dancing, you know, the sort of like structured mindfulness of yoga with the self-expressive joy of dance. And I went to Hong Kong to pursue my master's degree. And while there, you know, I just, I started working with people, just putting together for fun little classes where we would, you know, dance and do yoga together. And that's sort of actually how Dance Prana started. It
wow.
was just a for fun side thing to keep me sane amidst my studies. And it just literally evolved and gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And now I teach regular classes. I hold certifications. It's my number one focus. And what it is basically is it's an hour-long class typically that I teach at gyms and studios locally and nationally and internationally. And the first 15 minutes of the class is like stretching, just getting into the body. It's really fun music. The next 30 minutes is a really easy to follow dance sequence where you just, so I say my moves are sort of like a suggestion. It's really just about feeling the music, me providing a safe space for you to move in a really fun and free way. And then the last 15 minutes transitions into yoga. So that is basically the practice. And there are currently 4 modalities. The first of which that has been released is hip hop prana, which basically is a fun movement class to like current top 40 or hip hop music. So
cool. So when you say that your sequence is easy, like how simple is it? Because I am not good at, I hate doing aerobics classes because I always get frustrated, and even dance classes. It takes me, once I learn the moves, it's fine. But I find that with dance classes, they teach you one part of the sequence. And then once I have that, they start adding all this stuff. And I'm like, no, I don't know it enough yet. And then it gets frustrating. And then I never go back.
Totally. And that's something I've definitely, and that makes me really sad, because I think dance is such not only a fun way to move around and experience life, but a therapeutic and very healing thing to do. So I've actually addressed that problem in my classes. And the dance section is very repetitive, and not repetitive to the point of being boring, but repetitive to the point of being accessible. And I work with people who have literally never danced a day in their lives, and they come to my class. And like anything, practice makes perfect. You know, it's important to, if you want something, to just keep practicing. But the last thing I want to do is turn people away at the door, like what you're talking about. Because really, dance is so personal and self-expressive. And like I said, it's all about just creating a safe space where people feel like, okay, I can at least do this, or I can at least try this. And if the moves aren't perfect, that's really not what it's about. It's about hearing the music and moving in a way that feels really good. So yeah, like I said, I provide sort of like a context, a structure, and it really is totally accessible to people of all levels. And that said, for the more experienced dancers, you know, there are modifications I provide if you do want to take it up a notch, you know. So it's, even within a single class, it's accessible to people of a wide variety of levels.
Okay, so sort of like the yoga aspect, how, you know, you can go to a yoga class and be a beginner and still get benefit from it, while someone who's been practicing yoga for years could be in the same class.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, I mean, I love dancing. I love music. I feel like it's just awesome. It's so good for your soul. And that's the frustration for me, is like, where do I dance? If I go to a nightclub, it's kind of, you know, you have all the pros and cons of going to a nightclub, lots of alcohol, and it's kind of a meat market environment, and you have to get all dressed up. I like to just go in my yoga clothes and dance around. But what other benefits other than exercise do people get from dance prana?
Yeah, definitely. There's such a huge range of benefits, you know, depending on your level of commitment and engagement. I mean, even just on a very superficial level, people tell me that it makes them feel beautiful. Like, it makes them feel really good about themselves. You know, a lot of studios and gyms have mirrors. You can kind of see yourself. And a lot of people, for the first time, they're like, oh my gosh, I love the way I'm moving, and I love the way I look and feel when I'm moving like this. You know, again, it's a great part. It's an amazing workout. There's that physical element. But on the, like, kind of deeper level, it's a very balanced practice. Like, people come to the class often right after work, or, you know, like, they hurry to get to the studio or the gym, and they're kind of in a frenzy, and then they arrive, and within minutes, like, they drop into their bodies and achieve a sense of peace and connectedness and balance. And by the time we finish, you know, again, like I said, it's a yoga practice at the end. So we do this nice, gentle roll up to soft, quiet music, stand, and then we stand, and people are just quiet. Like, you could hear a pin drop. It's just a sense of peace and stillness that's really, really calming and beautiful. And I've had a lot of people tell me it's just, you know, it's good for increasing self-confidence, increasing a sense of like creativity. It's almost like hitting the reset button in a way. It's just a really safe and fun way. You know, like you said, you know, a lot of people, if they want to dance to fun top 40 music, they have to go to the clubs, and that's not exactly a, I mean, it's safe in the sense that, you know, you'll come out alive most likely, but it's not safe in the sense that you can really drop into your body and get really spiritually connected. So this class definitely provides the best of both worlds, where you can have that fun sense of community and self-expression and being around people, but also feeling really safe.
Cool. Oh, I like that you offer some steps as well, because I did go to a class of where you can just dance with women, and it was a lot of fun, but there wasn't any instruction. And so sometimes, especially if you're new to the class, it's your first day and everyone else knows each other, it feels kind of weird.
I could see that being kind of awkward.
Yeah, because then you're doing your own moves, and it's like you're not supposed to focus on other people, but, you know, there's mirrors, and I don't know, it's just, it can be a little bit intimidating. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think that structure is important. Just like, you know, yoga, you go there, you have structure. Even if you're in an Ashtanga practice where it's like self-led, you have structure. You know exactly what moves come after, you know, what poses come after what. I think that structure is really important because, especially if it's not something that you're an expert in, I mean, it's how do you really learn if you're not being led or guided, you know?
Well, and once you learn the structure, then you can deviate from it and do your own moves and all of that.
Yeah, there's definitely modifications. I mean, I for example, like let's say the step is like step touch, just side to side, step touch. You know, I might offer, we'll start with the step touch and then we'll build. We'll add some arms, some choreography with the arms to go with that. But that's, like I said, it's just a suggestion. Maybe you stick with the step touch, but you improvise a little bit with the arms, and that's fine. You know, everyone moves differently, and nobody moves exactly like me, and the point is not to move exactly like me. It's to see what I'm doing and to make it yours.
Cool. So what is tribal prana?
Yeah, that one's not released yet, but it, okay, so I'll go over the other ones. So Hip Hop Prana is the first I've released. The next release, which will probably be summer of next year, is Bar Prana, which is, you know, bar classes are so popular these days, so mixing bar with yoga. After that will be Latin Prana, and after that, Tribal Prana. And yes, it's African dance is one of my favorite things. It's so fun. And so again, it's mixing that same structure, same, you know, stretching, dance, yoga, same structure with African dance.
Cool. So I notice that your classes, you have teacher training in Hong Kong and some places in the U.S. So when are you ever going to have it in Canada?
For sure. I mean, yeah, my goal is definitely, you know, I've already achieved like international level, I guess. I mean, Vancouver, actually, it's on my top five places I'd like to visit. So, you know, all I need is a studio to host me and we're there.
Cool. Well, if anyone's listening, get in touch with Julie, who has a dance studio, because there's, I mean, Vancouver would probably eat that up. So,
yeah.
DancePrana.com or Julie Serott, SERROT.com is her website. So you also do coaching and workshops and retreats. So tell me a little bit about that.
So sort of like how Dance Prana evolved out of this sort of need, I guess you could say. The coaching practice that I follow is similar in that it evolved out of just a natural sort of organic development that was starting to happen in my teaching. So in addition to Dance Prana, I also teach yoga, very just traditional, you know, vinyasa or restorative or yin or hatha. And what I found was that people would come to the practice and they'd want to stay after and talk with me about their revelations or something that happened in their life, and something about the practice really opened them up in a very powerful way, and we would have these amazing dynamic conversations. But of course, you know, they're on their way out, I'm on my way out. It wasn't exactly the most, you know, for real, I mean, there was, you know, a great sense of connection, but it made me realize that it would be awesome to provide people a service where I could give them the physical practice and then have a very structured, intimate conversation after the practice. So what we do in my coaching program is We practice for 30 minutes, and then we talk for 30 minutes. And this isn't just local. I work with people over Skype, so anywhere in the world. And it's really magical how it works. And because of my yoga background, I love integrating, meridian and body energy centers knowledge, and just to give our experiences a bit more meaning and a bit more context. Like, for example, if someone is feeling a lot of, in their life experience, in their off-mat experience, if they're feeling a lot of like anger or jealousy or those kind of volatile emotions, we'll access those emotions in poses that affect those meridians, such as like pigeon for hip openers, and so we'll go into that physical practice, and then afterwards we'll talk about it, and it's so much more effective, it's so much more powerful when we're able to do that. It's really awesome, and I've seen some amazing growth, and it's just transformative for people. It's just such an honor for me to watch and experience that with people.
Wow. So, yeah. Julie, when you say that you do half an hour of practice and then half an hour of talking, so you do the yoga practice over Skype?
Yeah.
So are you on video watching them, or how does that work?
Yes, exactly. So they position their computer or phone or whatever so that I can see them and guide them, and make sure everything is in alignment and, offer any corrections or adjustments. And then, we can just talk after, it's a very kind of easy, natural flow. And it obviously in person is ideal, but Skype is a really awesome substitute.
Cool. And so when you're talking, I'm actually just finished taking level one of a coaching program at Erickson College. So I'm just curious about the type of coaching you do. So are you basically debriefing on the emotions that are coming out, or are you having a specific solution-focused coaching conversation?
Yeah. It depends on the person and what their goals are. Some people are at a point in their life where they're very goal oriented. They have certain things in their career that they're wanting to achieve. Some people might be dealing with, and like you were saying, like an emotional sort of experience that they want to address. Everyone's different. the sort of underlying structure that is applicable to everyone is the sense of subconscious patterns that arise in our life experiences. And the amazing thing is that the person who we are on the mat is exactly the same as the person we are in our life. So the other cool thing about doing the physical practice and then talking, and me having, watched both, is that I can start to, as a coach, identify patterns that I'm noticing in their physical practice. Like, for example, if you're in pigeon pose and I'm asking you to hold it in stillness for 5 minutes and you keep fidgeting and moving around, that has implications for how you behave and act and live in your off-the-mat life. And we can talk about that. And like I said, in relation to the energy meridians and energy centers in the body, and I guess, whether you're addressing or whether you're wanting to address something in your career, in your relationships, in your family, whatever, you're the same person in every single one of those contexts. So when we address an issue on the mat, in an emotional energy center of the body, in the subconscious patterning, that will ripple out into every single experience in all of those contexts.
Wow. I just have to say, Julie, this is a really great idea.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, I like it. Yeah, cool. So I'm just looking at your website, danceprana.com, and there's a coaching page. So if anyone wants to get some coaching, you can go to danceprana.com and find out more about that. So do you even have room in your schedule for more people? It sounds like you're pretty busy.
Yes, I do. Things are always shifting. And, at the very least, I love connecting, and like having an initial just 20-minute conversation to talk about goals or just what the experiences are that a person is having, and to see, if I'm even a good fit for them. So, and I'm someone who really thrives on connection. I actually, one of the reasons why I got so into the physical practice of yoga in Hong Kong while I was there is because I guess this is a pretty typical pattern that most expats experience when they go overseas. But like the first 2 months is like the honeymoon period. Like, oh my God, this is a great vacation. And then it's like, oh wait, this isn't a vacation. It's my life. What did I do? From like 2 months to 6 or 8 months, it's like, I want to go back home. And so in that time period, I was really struggling. And what ultimately saved me was finding my yoga studio in Hong Kong, Pure Yoga. And ultimately, it wasn't actually the yoga practice that saved me, although that really contributed. It was the sense of community. And I strongly believe that community is one of the most important aspects of our existence. And I believe that we discover ourselves in relation to other people. And so as such, I love connecting with people. So anyone who wants to get in touch with me, I'm always, always, always happy to connect.
Cool. So if someone wants a consultation or a 20-minute conversation with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can email me, actually. That would probably be the best way, at julie@dancedprana.com.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious, where would you like to take this conversation next?
gosh, well, you know, another thing you asked about was, you know, the retreats and workshops. And that is very much a direction I am heading with a lot of intention. And I think of my friends in Hong Kong, I'm probably the only person who didn't go to Bali. Have you been there, Marie?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's like after Vancouver. I mean, it's top of my list, you know. I've heard so many wonderful things, and especially as a yogi and a spiritual person, I'm like, I'd love to go there. So one of my big goals I have coming up here is to set up a retreat program where we combine dance prana and yoga and coaching in like a really intimate setting with a group of people in Bali, or, you know, if it's not Bali, then like Hawaii or wherever, you know, Esalen or somewhere really beautiful.
Cool. Yeah. Bali is where a lot of Eat, Pray, Love took place, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually, it's funny you say that because reading Eat, Pray, Love when it came out was one of the things that really inspired me to dig deeper into my yoga practice. Such a good book.
Cool. Well, I am out of questions, so I'm not sure exactly where you want to take this next. I do have some music I was going to play, and also Tamara Veach and Rennie DeFazio are calling in, or DeFazio? Anyway, I haven't talked to them in a while, but they're calling in closer to the end of the hour because they are doing their United States book tour and they're going to be speaking again in Vancouver. So stick around for that. But I'm just curious, what do you feel is the most important point that you want to get across to listeners today?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, I think the most important point really is, and I'm sure you can agree with this and speak to this as well, is the sense of, this might sound really cliche, but never ever give up on your dreams and personal legends and goals. And that's the alchemist quote, the personal legends, that sort of that deep calling that you might be experiencing. Because actually when I was 17, I was on track to becoming a professional dancer. That was what I really wanted to do. And I tore my ACL in cartilage. And in my mind, that was like the end of my dance career. And that's really one of the reasons that drove me to pursue academia. And I never really let that passion go. I mean, some people, you know, I say once a dancer, always a dancer, but some people really are able to let it go. And it just never was able to, like, I would be reading my literature, reading my papers, and I would be like, choreographing in my head and while I'm reading, and I'm like, oh wait, I was not reading anything for the last 20 minutes. It's just something that I always held on to and always held at such high importance in my life. And if I hadn't persisted throughout the challenges and the resistance that, you know, society, culture, family was starting to put on me, this wouldn't have happened, and that would have been really sad, not only for me, but for all the people who I'm able to help. So I guess my message to everyone out there is really have faith in yourself and give yourself a chance to do what you love, because that is what you were put on this planet to do, and have faith that everything will be okay. And again, going back to coaching, one of the best ways to make that happen for yourself is to work with a coach. And a coach is usually pretty much one of the best ways to pull your potential out of you. So I guess those are my final words there.
So I'm just wondering, I'm actually reading a book about click moments. And I'm just curious, when all of this started to happen, so a click moment is when things just sort of converge, and it might be, as an example, some guys from Microsoft, before Windows 3 came out, they were barely even working on Windows 3. They were working with IBM. And these two guys just happened to bump into each other at a party and get talking about it. And all of a sudden, they just that night, something clicked and they just started working on it. And they found a solution for the problem on this program that was really never even planned to be released. And now Microsoft is like one of the biggest companies in the world. And if it hadn't been for that moment, none of that might have ever happened. IBM's software probably would be the one that most people use. So I'm just curious, was there a click moment for you when everything sort of shifted, or was it a series of moments?
Wow. That's such an awesome question. And that sounds like an awesome book.
It is.
I'd love you to send that link to me. That sounds awesome and inspiring. Yeah, I've definitely had several click moments. I think one of the biggest that comes to mind first is actually when I was living in New York City and I was doing communications planning for Procter & Gamble, and I was not particularly happy. And it wasn't anything against, like, you know, my company or the people I worked with. They were awesome. It was just me and my path and where I was at, and just, you know, seeking clarity. And like anyone, when you're seeking clarity and you're trying to find your way, it's really hard, you know, if you're a true seeker. And I discovered that there was a yoga, this is around the time when I was getting really into Eat, Pray, Love. I discovered there was a yoga studio at the bottom of my apartment building. How lucky is that? And I stumbled in, I literally like stumbled in the door like, oh, it's this place. And one of the yoga teachers, I skipped work one day just because I really needed like a personal health day. And I went to an afternoon yoga class. And I will never forget that class as long as I live. That was definitely a click moment for me. And what happened was, this is that transitional time when I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't be in this job. Maybe I should be pursuing something bigger. And at the time I was thinking about doing the marine mammal biology thing. And I was just so, you know, I felt the pressure of my parents and what they thought I should do, and society and my friends. And I was so confused and upset and alone. So I went to this practice, and the yoga teacher, she said, you have all the tools you need already within you. And that was like, oh my God, I do. And the practice was just beautiful, and I talked to her after and just started crying. It opened up so much for me, and it gave me such a sense of just faith that everything would be okay. And that was like really when things started, and I started to get more faith in myself and to realize I could make things happen. So that was a huge click moment for me, for sure.
Oh, I love that. And that's part of coaching too, is the realization that you have all the resources within you.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, it is time for a break, and then I'm going to play some music. But how about we do a break, and then I'm going to give you a moment to think about anything else you want to add before we wrap up.
Great. Thanks so much, Marie.
Okay. All right. So right now we are speaking with Julie Surratt. You can find her at danceprana.com. And yeah, if you're looking for coaching or you want to take a yoga/dance class, I really hope that she is able to come up to Vancouver soon. So if you are in Vancouver and have a dance studio and want to negotiate with her on space and have her come up here and teach you how to host a class. That would be awesome. So you can connect with her through danceprana.com. I am Marie Bernard. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:59 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Buy, sell, and trade new and used vinyl records at the Main Street Record Fair. With thousands of vinyl records for sale, you can discover gems and stock up on cheap classics. Join us Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for vinyl spinning DJs, food truck goodness, prizes, discounts, and great deals on tons of vinyl records. For more information, visit vinylrecordfair.com.
Zines, magazines, books, art, crafts, readings, performances, lectures. Do you like these things?
Yeah.
Do you like when these things are made by indie artists in your community?
Yeah.
Then come on down to Canzine West, the greatest festival of zine and independent culture, brought to you by Broken Pencil Magazine, on Saturday, November 2nd from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Ukrainian Hall at 805 Pender Street East.
BC Epilepsy Society presents Cindy's 5K Poker Walk. Sunday, May 26th, 8:30 a.m. at Carisdale Arena, 40th and East Boulevard. It's a 5K walk and a poker game. Every kilometer, a playing card will be handed out. At the finish line, the best poker hand wins a prize. Register at any Running Room store, online at runningroom.com, or on the day at Carisdale Arena. Sunday, May 26th at 8:30 a.m. For more information, go to bcepilepsy.com.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking today with Julie Surratt. She is the creator of Dance Prana, which is a combination of yoga and dancing, and it sounds like a lot of fun. And she also offers coaching where she combines body movement and yoga with coaching. So you can find her at danceprana.com. Welcome back to the show, Julie.
Thanks, Marie.
Yay. So thank you so much for being with me today and for reaching out and connecting. I'm so happy to have a chance to actually speak with you because we've just exchanged a few emails back and forth on Facebook so far. So before I move on to some music for the rest of the show, I'm just wondering what else would you like to add?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's been so much fun talking to you too. I'm such a fan of your show and you always have such awesome people on. So I'm honored to be considered awesome enough for your show. And I think what big sort of message I would like to send everyone home with is just the sense that no matter who you are or what you do, dance, prana, and yoga, and really any kind of movement practice is totally accessible. You know, a lot of people say, I'm not flexible enough or, you know, whatever, and there's reasons why they can't do yoga, but really that's even more of a reason to do it as far as I see it, because it's really out there to benefit anyone and everyone, no matter who you are. And same with dance prana, you know, whether you're a dancer, whether you're comfortable with dance, like it's meant for everybody. So that's really my, you know, give it a chance. One of my favorite mottos is do one thing you fear a day. I think that's such a cool way to live. And so if you fear getting on the dance floor, you fear going to a dance class or going to a yoga class, like, no better time than now. Give it a go.
I actually used to, there was a stretching class at my gym where we would do really long stretches, and I always loved going to that class. And I guess because it didn't have the word yoga in it, it wasn't very popular, and there was a core group of people who always went, but then they just canceled it.
Oh, that's too bad.
And it was the
best. Yeah, it's a good way to get people in the door, because basically anytime you're integrating breath with anything moving with the body, like, you're doing yoga.
Yeah, I really missed that class because it was almost like a step down. Like, I find some of the yoga poses, like, I don't like anything where my head is facing down. I get kind of woozy. But the stretching was so great, and I always felt more grounded and taller. And I just felt so good after the class, and then they canceled it. So I don't know, maybe I should start my own stretching class.
Yes, totally. It's so good. I mean, it's so important, I think. It does. It has so many benefits. And one quick word to supplement what you were saying as far as getting in touch with me. As we mentioned before, email would be a great way to get in touch with me. And like I was saying, I'd really love to connect with anyone who is interested in learning more about Dance Prana or my coaching program. And my email is julie@danceprana.com.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Julie. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to seeing you more on Facebook.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Marie.
Take care, Julie. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
So again, that was Julie Surratt. You can contact her, julie@danceprana.com, and you can go to her website, danceprana.com, or juliesurratt.com. That's S-E-R-O-T, juliesurratt.com or danceprana.com. So in a few minutes, I'm going to have Tamara and Rennie from the One Great Year book calling in to talk about their upcoming event in Vancouver. And before that, I'm going to play some music. So this is a song by Surya Devi from her album, The Surya Sound. And I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. The song is Nako Devaraya here on Synchronicity.
Nako Devaraya, and
That was Surya Devi here on Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and you can find me at spiritualshow.com, www.spiritualshow.com. And I'm going to play a song now by Theta Phoenix. She is a local Vancouver artist. This is her album Legacy, and this is in memory of my friend who passed away earlier on this month, and the song is called Light in You.
I know you're scared to be yourself sometimes. This world can be so blind, but if you take the chance to trust, start to open up, you just might find that you are loved. And I see the light in you shining with everything you do. Don't try to hide it no more. Can you hear it knocking at your door? Show me what you really want. Tell me what you really need. Reveal all you feel. You will be received. You don't have to hide away all the things you really want to say. There are others who have felt this way. You're not alone. I feel your pain. See the light in you shining with everything you do. Don't try to hide it no more. Can you hear it knocking at your door? Feeling all alone. Sometimes you don't know where to go. Well, everybody needs to belong. Yeah, see the light in you shining with everything you do. Don't try to hide it.
joy in what is.
Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. That was Theta Phoenix. And before that, I had Surya Devi. If you're a local musician with some lovely spiritual music and you want to have me play your music on the show, go to my website, spiritualshow.com/contact.html, or just go to my main page and click on contact, spiritualshow.com, and you can send a CD. And if I like it, I'll play it on the show, and then you'll get, and I'll see, if you send me two, I'll try and get the music director to add it to the playlist. So, yeah, that's a good way to get your music on the air, so send it to me. Okay, so we have Tamara and Rennie waiting on the phone. I think they're calling from LA right now. They're promoting their amazing book, One Great Year. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We are on the road. You got that right.
How's it going down there? Well, how about you tell me what's going on in Vancouver, and then if we have time, you can fill me in on your adventures.
Okay, that's a great idea. Well, basically, the minute we get back in Vancouver, we're going to be at the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo from November 1st to 3rd. We're going to be speaking there about the breadcrumbs we followed while we were writing One Great Year, 13,000-year adventure. And what does a 13,000-year-old man know that you do not?
Absolutely. So what we do is we've taken ancient knowledge and what's been discovered in quantum physics, and we marry them together perfectly.
Right. So the Friday night on the 1st at 6:30 p.m., we're going to be speaking at 6:30 on the forum stage at the PNE. Saturday the 2nd, we'll be speaking at 12:30. Sunday the 3rd, we'll be speaking at 3 p.m. To get tickets, you can go to the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo.com website. We also, if you go to onegreatyear.com, you can get more information about when we're speaking. It's all there for you. And the phone number for tickets is 1-877-560-6830. And we are really, really excited to be at that expo. We're going to have a booth, have tons of books for sale. We'll be there meeting readers. We'll be there handing out information available to chit-chat, which is really what we love to do.
Cool. Well, coming up in just a moment here on CITR is Parts Unknown. I want to get that out there before I forget, because DJ Chris Horrific just came in. So you guys are in L.A. right now, right?
Yes, we are. We're actually in L.A. We just had our American launch of One Great Year in Beverly Hills. The producers that optioned our book for development through a massive book launch party at a huge mansion in Beverly Hills, and invited celebrities and producers and directors, and it was just awesome.
Cool. Oh, I went to the one at Brian Jessel BMW, which was awesome, but it sounds like the Beverly Hills party is even more fun.
Well, you know what, Marie? The one at Brian Jessel was a charity book launch, and that one we were raising funds for Sources Food Bank, which is near and dear to our hearts. So as much fun as it sounds like to be down in Beverly Hills, I got to tell you, we love being at home, surrounded by readers that already love the book, surrounded by people that came out to support a good charity, and that's got the warm fuzzy. We like that part.
Aw. So again, your website is onegreatyear.com.
That's right. And if you go to our page, all the info's there about the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo. This weekend coming up, the 1st and 3rd is Vancouver, and then we're heading to the Expo Center in Edmonton, November 15th to 17th. We're speaking all 3 days again, and all those times are on the website.
So when you're speaking, are you going to be mainly promoting your book, or are you going to be teaching something? What are listeners and attendees going to get out of your talk?
Actually, you know what? What we're going to try to do is show that this information has been all over the world for at least 6,000 years, and we're going to point it out to people, because once you see that it is in everything, it kind of changes your perspective, and that's our hopes.
Right. So it's not just promoting our book. I mean, that kind of comes as a sideline, but we're showing people this is the backdrop for One Great Year. This is the basis. This is the world that our characters live in. This is the world that Eckhart Tolle talks about, that Sri Yukteswar talks about, that Paramahansa Yogananda talks about, that quantum physics talks about, and we just marry them all together. So people have a lot of questions about, okay, so this background of your book, what is it? And that's really the basis for our talks.
Great. And if you haven't read One Great Year yet, you can check it out, onegreatyear.com. It's available in paperback. Well, it's beautiful. You just redid the cover, and also in Kindle and electronic versions as well. And I really liked it. It was a lot of fun. So we just have a couple minutes before Chris-orific jumps on here. And so what's your favorite thing about Beverly Hills and the book launch so far?
Wow. Oh, man.
That's a great question. You know, there's been so many amazing things. You know, we met Susan Blakely, who was, you know, I was a huge fan as a 13-year-old boy watching her on Rich Man, Poor Man. And
she's read One Great Year, and she came to our launch, you know, just to support it. She just tweeted, that in support of the book. So to actually have people here that we've admired over the years you know, L.A. is a really, really interesting town, and there's to see the population base, Marie, you know, to actually come here and have millions of people in one place and trying to let them know about One Great Year, that's an opportunity, and it's really exciting for both of us.
How exciting. Yeah, I love L.A. It's lots and lots of fun. So, where's your next stop, and then before you head back to Vancouver?
Well, we're actually going to Pasadena today, and then we're on television tonight at a studio here's interviewing us for a half hour, and then we are flying back on Thursday for the expo.
Cool. Okay, well, it's time to wrap up the show. Have fun. That sounds like so much fun. Congrats on your TV appearance. Yay. Good luck with that. Break a leg or whatever I'm supposed to say.
Thanks for having us back, Marie. You are a sweetheart, and we sure appreciate what you bring to Vancouver and for sharing with us.
Thank you. Love you guys. Good luck, and see you in November.
Love you too, honey.
Okay, bye. All right, so that was Tamara and Rennie from One Great Year. You can find them at onegreatyear.com if you want to check them out at the Body... Mind and Spirit, Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo coming up in November. And if you want to read the book, you can go to onegreatyear.com as well. And coming up in just a moment is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris-orific. So stick around for that. I am your host, Marie Bernard. I will be back next week with more synchronicity. And until then, I love you so much. Be well. Namaste.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004.